Hello and welcome to the Mortgage and Real Estate Podcast. I am Chris Giannino and I am joined here today with my brother Pete Giannino as usual. We are here today at Katie's Pizza in Clayton at 141. This place is hopping. I know she runs an awesome business. She used to be right on Clayton Avenue by the, my reference point is going to be the VCBC High School. But she's got several locations
without a reference to CBC High School. It's
appropriate, I would say.
You even found a way to do it here at Katie's Pizza.
Yeah, well, what a crew. What a crowd here. I mean, the bar's packed. It's 12:30 and every table in the house is packed, and you probably already know that by how loud it is. But I haven't been to this location. Really nice. And it was brought to our attention by our guest that will be joining us here in just a couple minutes. But have you been here before?
I've done takeout here, actually. Katie's is, you could tell by the aromas. I guess you can't translate that over the air, but the aromas are great here. They do a nice job at Katie's.
Yeah, excellent place. Well, we are sitting at... What is today? The 18th? January 18th. So we're well into the spring market as far as people in real estate are concerned. Now's the time to really get all your ducks in a row. And, who knows what's going to happen with the rates. I mean, people ask if this is a good time to buy, if it's not a good time to buy. I think the best time to buy is when you're ready to buy a house. I mean, anybody who bought a house at any point in time, obviously, we've talked about it. You refinance if you're not happy with the rate. If you bought when the equity, when values were high, well, over time, they have tend to gone higher. So the time is right when you're ready to have shelter for your family, it seems like, and you're prepared to do so.
I'm inspired. I mean, the last week has been very active, very busy in our company, and it seems like in real estate in general. I know we've been in some competitive situations with offers, but a lot of pre-approvals out the door, a lot of investment property seekers, and just give a plug one of our recent podcasts with Matt Camp of Deal Machine. If you're looking for an investment property, check out that podcast.
So, without further ado, why don't we bring in our guest? He needs not much of an introduction in the real estate industry, at least in the Missouri market and probably elsewhere. Probably only needs one name, doesn't need first and last, but we'll give you both. But welcome to the show, Knox Malis. Thanks for setting this up.
Thanks for getting my last name right. That doesn't happen very often. Well, I guess I've known you long enough. It probably should, but...
No, I had some assistance. But yeah. So, and then Knox, who's that? Where'd that come from? Is that just a name your parents liked, or...?
No, that's a family name. I'm actually named after my grandfather on my mom's side. So, technically the second in that realm of deal. So, it works out well. It was a heck of a name growing up as a kid because Knox rhymes a lot of weird stuff when you're a little boy. But what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, I guess.
It's not short for anything, right? It's just Knox.
No. A lot of people call me Noxious, Noxy. But, yeah, it's not short for anything.
And for those looking to follow Knox anywhere, it's going to start with a K. K-N-O-X.
Correct. Indeed. Yeah, well, the fort.
Yeah, well, I was really excited to have you on. We've worked together in real estate for many years in one capacity or another. And, we've always been a great person to collaborate with and then execute whatever we came up with at that time. So really was looking forward to having you on and share some information. You have an extensive history in real estate. From what I knew, you started around 2006, or was it earlier?
Yeah, that's about right.
Okay. And then you worked in the title industry, and then maybe after that for a while, you were involved with, you were a marketing strategist, right, for an organization. And a lot of that does go hand-in-hand with title as far as running the company. And even had some identity theft consulting. Is that right?
That is right, yeah. That started kind of as a hybrid. It is sort of parlayed into what we were doing in the title business. You know, prior to the title business, I was a corporate guy and in the fiber optic business and communications and things like that. Did that for about 15 years right out of college. And I always tell people this is kind of my, you know, second gig of my entire adult life almost, which is pretty unusual these days. You know how that is. But started out in real estate investing, too. So back in the day, I was doing small development and rehabs and flips and things like that on kind of side hustle. And then it met my partner, Bruce, on the integrity side. And as a St. Louis guy, not originally from here either, but we met at the Lake of the Ozarks, just bumming around with everybody, having a lot of fun and kind of realized, hey, maybe you can come in and create some ownership and help grow it. And that's what we did about 17, 18 years ago now. So it's been a fun ride. It's been a lot of ups and downs, but you certainly can't complain, right? I always tell the younger folks in the industry, you got to, in a time like this, you got to make it through some of the hard times, take your lumps, stick with it to get some real street cred in the business like you guys have done. We've all been there where, man, there have been times when it was hard to eat, make payroll, whatever you want to say. But one of the things I've always liked about working with you guys and your organization through your being with bigger corporations until you branched out on your own is we were always eager to collaborate with each other and find ways we could help our fellow real estate agents and so forth find more ways to gain business, not just bring us business, but help them find it. And by that is sourcing data, which we provide extensively. And you guys were always great on the electronic side and helping people with video and things, especially when that was a fledgling industry and everybody's just scared of it. You know, like, well, I would love to do something on Facebook Live, but I don't know. Well, I have no idea how to do it. You know, I don't know where to start. And you guys were great about taking people under your wing and creating an environment that was conducive for them to do that. I always respected that about you. And I feel like you were some of the pioneers to do that, quite frankly.
No, I appreciate that. We took a lot of pride in that. I mean, we had a good, you know, that's the good thing about having several team members where you can put your focus in different areas. You know, you don't have to let production slide if you're going to focus on the marketing aspect and vice versa. And I'm sure you guys, that's a big part of the title as well. I mean, when you go from a refinance flood like you experienced, and then to go into, you know, I don't know, on the title side, you know, I know as real estate agents and I know as mortgage professionals on title, where is the slack picked up if purchases are not as abundant and refinances are almost to a screeching halt? How do you manage the ebbs and flows as someone who manages the business? In the mortgage industry, the big companies tend to hire a ton of people and then they lay a lot of people off when times are slow. And you know, a lot of it has to do with the quality of the people that you have in your industry. I know that, you know, as a company, Integrity Title Solutions, you guys are structured upon service, efficiency, and professionalism. And those are the reasons that we work with you often, is because what we provide to our clients a lot of time is speed and professionalism. But our speed means nothing if we don't have a title company next to us that can work at the same speed. But going back to the first question, how do you guys handle that with the ebbs and flows of the industry?
You know, there's no magic answer to that, as you know. But what we've always promoted is be involved. Be involved with people like yourselves in the industry that don't just want to take business. I mean, of course, we all want to get repeat business from repeat clients, and naturally, that's part of the relationship building. But it's truly a cliche almost anymore. But relationships are key, and by relationships, they're two-sided. So in the title business, a lot of times I don't have a lot of referrals to give to people because by the time I find out about it, they've already chosen their lender. They've already chosen their real estate agent. I don't have a lot of opportunity. Now, if a family member comes to me, I've referred business to Chris and stuff before. When a family member says, hey, I want to buy a house, I need a lender, and there's somebody that you know that would work really well with them and that doesn't have a one-size-fits-all approach, which some of your competitors do, and it's no fault of their own. Just like sometimes insurance, you know, if you're going to go with a certain insurance provider and all they do is is work with their one underwriter. It's tough sometimes because it ebbs and flows, to your point earlier. Sometimes homeowner rates are great with one company. Sometimes they're not, and it's nice to be able to shop that, and you guys have the ability to do the same thing. So collaboration is king. It's getting together, doing things like we're doing today, being not just, you know, colleagues but friends, so that we can be honest with each other when something's hard. Is there a way we can get it done? Hey, this is a crazy deal, Knox. You know what, these clients have went through a lot. It's going to be tough on my end. It's a lean deal. Can you help me out? And we always do that for you guys and make sure that we're there for, you know, the consumer ultimately, because they're the ones that refer our business to us, and real estate agents are a big part of that. So we want to try to help them. And by helping them, I mean just sometimes it's get out of your own way. How do you find some data? How do you source information about farming out a neighborhood where you want to market to them? They don't know how to do it. The data companies have all been, the smaller ones that were easy have all been gobbled up by the big dogs now in that environment. So finding leads in that environment is not as easy as it used to be. And some of it's just word of mouth and having good friendships and you know, people that you can confide in when you need it. So to your point, you know, the ebbs and flows, you stick to your guns, you go back to the basics, you do the things you know you need to do every day, which is reaching out to people and trying to help them. A lot of people in the consumer's mind right now are just scared, right? They don't necessarily need to be. There's so many terrific loan programs out there that make them feel a lot less pain than they think they're going to.
Yep.
But all they hear about is gloom and doom. And I always say, when the market shifts like it's done, obviously the last few months, the deals don't come from all the same places. So you've got to be out there helping them find opportunities and educating them about ways that they can find a transaction or they can find a house that fits their needs. Don't worry about the market, you know. You're not married to your mortgage. You can refinance your mortgage in a few months if you need to, for goodness sake, you know. But having good loan programs and strategists that help you out is, I think, key.
You know, it's impossible and really foolish to set aside the importance of relationships and business development, but if you were to just talk about your company, Integrity Title, in terms of some of the tangibles that Integrity might be able to offer, maybe it's a product, maybe it's an underwriting opportunity or a type of transaction that you specialize in, could you please focus on some of those items?
Sure. I mean, some of that just goes hand in hand with what you just said. We've had some of the same underwriters that we've had since our inception. That's been over 20 years now. And you develop relationships knowing that you do solid business with them. And then when you get a deal that, as I say, has a little hair on it, at no fault of necessarily anyone's, right? It's just there's something on title. There's been something that's clouding title. Is there a way to get it done? If it's not just black or white, can we still get this across the finish line? And because of our relationships with our underwriters, they trust us. They know our judgment. We've got, you know, more than one attorney on staff that's always there to review documents and help out when need be to try to find out, you know, that proverbial square peg in a round hole and make that thing kind of fit where you need it to. So, to your point, Pete, I think you have to be creative at times. And by creative, I sometimes that connotates a negative term, if you will. But it's not about creativity. Just means, is there a way? Nobody wants to do a bad deal, but they only know what they know. And if they can come to us and say, this way won't work, but if we just do this, that will work, and we'll get our underwriters on board with it, and that way you guys can close a deal and make a real estate agent and perhaps an end user very happy, knowing they can get it done. And it's about education. Don't be scared of the market. Right now it's a tough market in certain instances, but a lot of good real estate agents, it's not a tough market at all. You just have to be a little bit more creative about how you approach it, and it's a mindset kind of thing, as cliche as that sounds.
The title, you know, just to be specific, you know, when we're title, you could have the cleanest deal on earth, and then you get the title work back in connection with the deal, and there's something that is unknown, maybe a lien that wasn't released appropriately years ago, or perhaps a new lawsuit was filed days ago after the contract was entered into. So, you know, there's a title deals with a lot of unexpected potential problems that can kill a deal, and you have to be agile and creative and knowledgeable,
right,
to be able to. You can't just look at there's a lawsuit, we're done.
Yep.
There's a tax lien, we're done. There are so many solutions we've worked with your company to do that. You know, as you know, what are some of, and how do you do that as a company? What are some of the, what are some of the things you train on, or you know, teach your closers, processors to review in connection with, without giving away all your secrets?
Yeah, that's a great segue though, because the bottom line here, like any business, it's your team. If you have a group of closers that have seasonality, by that I mean been doing it a long time, they've seen a lot of different things. We tell people, don't just, when you know that deal does not look right, don't freak people out about it. Say, you know what, this is interesting. I'm going to need to do a little homework, but we're going to do everything we can to get it done. And our team's so terrific about that, with their knowledge, their experience, and the ability to say, hold on a minute, I'm going to talk to Knox, or I'm going to talk to Bruce, or some of the people in the back office, to see if there's a way we can get this done without, it's easy to say no, right? Because then I just, it's done. I don't have to be worried about it, because a lot of times when you don't say no, there's a lot of work that goes into getting that deal across the finish line. But let's face it, none of us make any money if it doesn't close.
Right.
Right? So at the end of the day, we all want to do that. If it's not for selfish reasons, it's just by simple karma, I would almost say.
Yep.
Help people out that remember it. And so we do that very well. Our team is very knowledgeable, whether it's construction dispersing, it's commercial, residential, investors that want to do things on a flip type environment. You know, that's almost like a bad word in our industry, but it's not. It doesn't have to be if it's done right. And most people, like I said before, they don't want to do something that's not right. They just don't know what they don't know.
100%. And I do want to touch on some on some how we've worked with your team before and how that's made a big difference in the transactions that we've worked on. Let's take a quick break, put our order in, and then we'll come right back to touch on that.
Sounds good.
Okay, we're back. Next. So, yeah, what I was talking about was, you know, in the title industry, or in any industry, you know, we all need to collaborate and work together, and things work so much more smooth, and you can do things that normally aren't possible when you have a unified group, a unified team that is all, not only are they on the same page, but their willingness to be on the same page. So, like the appraiser, hey, we're going to need this back within a day. The title company, hey, can you rush this one for us? And then just saying yes in a manner that is doesn't dampen the mood of the transaction goes a long way, because when you have five people, five different companies involved in a transaction, everything changes when everybody's on the same page and wants the same thing. It's drastic, the difference. And Integrity's provided that. So a big shout out to you guys for doing that. I can introduce people to your company with confidence because of the employees at your company and the way that they step up when and also staying calm and just finding a solution. I don't want to say it's rare in the industry, but it goes a long, long way when that happens.
No, excellent point. When you get everybody marching in the same direction, it's a lot easier, right? You know, you can all be on the same track, but you still got to be moving, right? You're going to get run over. And so at the end of the day, what we try to instill with our closers, this is probably most all the time one of the largest purchases these people are going to make in their lives. I don't care if it's a second or third time. It doesn't matter. It still is. And so there's a lot of stress that goes into that. There's a lot of anxiety in that, because now people try to rush things a lot more. We're lucky and fortunate we can do that, because our production team, the people that do the search examination of all the titles, are in-house. So if you need something by tomorrow, I hope you don't ask for that every day, by the way, guys, but if you need it by tomorrow, we can generally do it. If it's in you know, a county where we're electronically bonded, so to speak, and we can do that in Lake of the Ozarks and Kansas City and Festus and all the different markets that we operate in through companies that we've been able to expand through all the, you know, all actually we've got stuff going now in Florida and in different places. So
I was just going to ask about your market breadth. Can you talk a little bit about where you are locally and then beyond?
Sure. So we've actually embarked. We have some different companies now, some different joint ventures that we've done with major real estate companies like Keller Williams, et cetera. That's allowed us to create, you know, opportunities in different markets. So we've got Arkansas, we've got Missouri, Illinois, Kansas, Arkansas, Florida, Colorado will be coming online in the not-so-distant future. You know, it's always scary to expand in a slower market, but that's also the time when you have to step up and do that, because you can find quality talent that may have been, you know, downsized at another organization at no fault of their own, whatever the case may be, and you kind of take that leap of faith. So we can kind of do things through Allied Resources all over the country. We have data solutions that help, you know, that at very reasonable costs that allow agents to go out and prospect and find opportunities, or lenders like you guys that allow you to, you know, when you find an anomaly in the rates or a certain program that you might have access to that others don't, that allow you to help people refinance in situations they otherwise might not have been able to. We help people find those opportunities, and have been doing that for a long time, and I don't know of anybody else
that's
that does.
Huge.
Yep. Been able to take advantage of that innovation on your guys' part, and certainly very grateful for it.
So just co-sponsoring events like we've all done. Right now, first-time homebuyer type situations, or even first-time homebuyer, you know, seminars or things like that. I hate saying seminar because everybody has a negative connotation to that. But just helping, you know, folks that are going to buy a home for the first time that might very well not be the age of what we all thought first-time homebuyers were back when we started doing this, right, aging ourselves a little bit. They're much older. They're much more seasoned. They're professionals. They've saved money. They're ready to get out and do this now, but it's scary because they, you know, when all the different lenders in town that advertise all the time stop, they're not hearing about what rates are doing, and they don't even know where to look to find alternative resources to do that. And I think when we collaborate and bring information to them, it helps loosen up a market that needs it desperately.
You know, we've talked a lot in general about the industry and about your company, but Knox, just speak a little bit about your specific role there at Integrity and how you spend your time. Other than, you know, with these fine gentlemen here at Katie's.
Right. You know, as a principal in the company, it's like any other small to mid-sized business. It's every day is different, you know. But I still, I really appreciate interacting with our team, the clients that we have. I think I'm somewhat of an anomaly in the position that I'm in. I still really like to get out and do stuff like we're doing right here. I like to hear what's going on in the market from guys like you that have a lot more breadth in the lending side, because it'll make your eyes bleed when you're trying to read into this without any knowledge. And as you mentioned, it changes daily. I mean, the rates, the markets, opportunities for you guys to capitalize on, you know, a different lending opportunity that you might not have had last week can change the game for some of these homeowners or potential homeowners. And I think that's what we do is at Integrity. We promote education. We promote collaboration. I keep saying that, but it's really true. And just being out there in the marketplace and spending time with the people that we do business with.
100%. I mean, you have been truly a pioneer in the industry. You've helped us out in many, many ways. Your team is fantastic, and we're very grateful for them because they allow us to do what we do, which is provide that top tier service and have relationships with people in the industry that can provide that same level of service. So we'd love to have you on again sometime soon as the spring market starts to flourish, and see us what we're working with to get some further insight throughout the rest of the summer regarding real estate in Missouri and the surrounding markets.
Yeah, and I'd be remiss not to talk about, look at those awesome pasta dishes you guys got going.
Yeah, we just got served and it looks amazing. So shout out to Katie's.
The noodles. The noodles are awesome here. They hand make them, I think, and they're just different.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. Are they handmade here?
I believe they hand make their noodles, and you can get them to go. So I often do that for my daughters. I'm a dad of three daughters, so they love this place. And when I leave, a lot of times I will get a couple that you can get these guys kind of frozen or chilled, and then a side of their sauce, and bring it home to the kids. It's kind of fun because then it's an easy meal for us to make.
Great. That's perfect.
Great,
yeah.
Plug.
Well, check out Katie's Pizza at the corner of 141 and Clayton. And we appreciate you tuning in. Please like, follow, share, and thanks for listening to the Mortgage and Real Estate Podcast here with Knox Malis from Integrity Mortgage, our Integrity Title Solutions, ITS. And we will follow up with further information. Get Knox on here again soon.
Thank you.
Is that a wrap?